Hello and welcome to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison Succomelli. Each week, I'll be taking the science of positive psychology, adding a little humor, and through evidence-based research, provide you with tools and strategies to help you live a life of peace and purpose. In this episode, I will be talking about nice guy syndrome. But first, if you're interested, social media links, my website, and other information can be found at thelemontreecoaching.com. You can click the link in the podcast bio. And if you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. Currently in my reading stack this week, I have Romancing the Shadow, A Guide to Soul Work, For a Vital, Authentic Life by Connie Zweig and Steve Wolf, and the Semantic Therapy Bible, The Ultimate Guide to Start Your Healing Journey to Overcome Past Trauma and Chronic Stress by Sadie L. Miles. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT shop called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. So check it out. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link in the podcast bio or my podcast website, thelemontreecoaching.com. Okay, with that said, let's get into this week's episode. Are you a nice guy? Your response may be altered for better or worse after this episode. Are you dating a nice guy? Have you fallen victim to a nice guy? The research on this one may surprise you. And we've always heard nice guys finish last and all the self-deprecating humor that accompanies that sentiment, but do you really want to be a nice guy or even date a nice guy? So let's contextualize what we are talking about in this episode. Nice guy syndrome may not be what you think it is. What we are referring to here is not someone who is nice just for the sake of being nice or nice being their true nature. We are talking about nice guy syndrome, also known as NGS, and someone who has a difficulty maintaining boundaries, thus having little to no control over their lives. However, they are dubbed the nice guy because they are always ready to help if you ask them to do anything for you. They hardly ever say no, which projects this appearance of being a nice guy. They become known as the nice guy and solidify their reputation as such. But if we take a closer look, there are several red flags that often get overlooked. The so-called nice guy has low self-esteem and is a people pleaser, which, if you recall from previous episodes, is not a good thing. Generally speaking, we know that people pleasers are often left feeling resentful, unfulfilled, and empty. I know I am a recovering people pleaser, but not a nice guy. The motivation behind the nice guy routine is manipulation. They want something and they will do whatever it takes to get it. They may want a date or sex or insider information to make a business deal go through. The list just goes on and on. But the bottom line is that they are trying to manipulate you with their nice guy behaviors. They have low self-esteem and do not believe in their authentic selves to get the job done or deserve whatever it is they are striving for without manipulation. Of course, some people are truly nice, but here we are talking about nice guy syndrome, again, NGS for short. Not your honest-to-goodness nice guy. But how can we tell what's what? So something to watch out for, which we've talked about many times, is love bombing that can consist of intense displays of affection, attention, and declarations of deep feelings or love early in a relationship or even during a relationship, which may stem from guilt, dishonesty, and narcissistic behaviors. Again, this is manipulation and an abuse tactic. Whether we or the love bomber realize it, but in this case, the nice guy is using it to lure, control, and keep someone in the relationship. And women, of course, can love bomb as well, but to stay on topic, I'm going to stick to our guys with NGS. And another type of NGS to watch out for is the newly divorced guy who is mopey and sad and just can't catch a break. He's always in emotional recovery and needs someone to love him because someone else can heal him or help him get that next well-paying job, but it's all manipulation designed to lure you in and take advantage of you in some way. And it's important to note that our NGS guys come from any socioeconomic status, any culture, and they can be anyone from the pool guy to a powerful CEO of a major corporation. Depending on the role they play, this person may be deemed a hero and looked up to and admired. Other guys may even want to be them because the people around them think he's such a nice guy. Some scenarios with power differentials can get us into the area of sexual harassment, in which the nice guy in the power position can't handle rejection from someone he's trying to date or sleep with, resulting in that person not getting a promotion or even being fired, for example. There's also a setup here with NGS. This type of nice guy always wants something in return. They are not just helping out of just because. They have an agenda, and they are going to get what they want before they stop people-pleasing and feed their low self-esteem by building this reputation over time of being a nice guy. The date or the sex is always in the back of their mind. The goal is always on the horizon, waiting to be obtained. He will tell you sweet nothings or whatever you want to hear. He will edit his thoughts and keep the truth quiet if there's any possibility of it interfering with what he is after. This makes it impossible to know who this person really is. He genuinely is not a nice guy, but will continue to allow you to think that he is. It's all by design. And boy, is it hard work keeping track of all the lies and manipulation. Unfortunately, we will continue to believe the nice guy until we learn our lesson, until we learn what their actions are and what is really behind those devious actions or passive-aggressive tendencies. I, too, have fallen prey to the nice guy, which is how this topic came about. And people with NGS feel entitled to whatever it is they desire, and if they don't get what they want, it results in anger. They want to be noticed for being a nice guy. They want to build their reputation as a nice guy so everyone believes that they are so, and they can get away with their out in the open yet unnoticed manipulations. It's important to note that these NGS behaviors do not only occur in romantic relationships. They can also occur in friendships, within family dynamics, and at work. These nice guys may not fully lie, but they may engage in telling half-truths or omitting important details so they still feel like a nice guy and believe that they are not lying by leaving out these details. Again, simply put, a manipulation tactic. And how do you know if you have nice guy syndrome? First of all, this will take some real honesty, but here we go. First, you have poorly maintained boundaries. You may even let people walk all over you or blur the lines of work, friendship, romance, or whatever. You may even be caught in some sort of cycle of abuse yourself, perpetrated by another. People control you, tell you what you want, what to think, act, and feel, and due to your low self-esteem, you go along with it and never ever truly express or do what you really want to be doing. So there's people-pleasing and a failure to say no to things you really don't want to do. Nice guys can appear to be clingy and needy and may turn to love-bombing out of desperation to keep their significant other, which can smother or turn healthy people off in romantic relationships. And don't misconstrue clinginess as affection. This is a lack of boundaries and a lack of social awareness. Remember the stage 5 clinger from the movie Wedding Crashers? Same idea when it comes to the characteristics of NGS. And if you always make yourself available to help, this is an NGS people pleaser behavior. Being overly attentive can also be a turnoff to healthy romantic partners in a relationship. And overcoming nice guy syndrome is essentially doing the opposite of the NGS characteristics. Set clear boundaries and keep them. Listen to episode number 17 for more on how to set and keep healthy boundaries. Learn not to be a people pleaser. Speak your mind, say no when you don't want to do something, have and express your opinions. If you want the male perspective on the nice guy syndrome, I strongly recommend Dr. Robert Glover's work. He defines the nice guy as somebody who's internalized a belief that they're not okay just as they are, and out of that belief develops a paradigm, a roadmap, a defense mechanism, a survival skill, whatever you want to call it, of trying to believe what other people want us to be in order to be approved of, to be liked, to be loved, to get our needs met, and hide anything about us that we think might get a negative reaction from people. So basically, a nice guy is a person out there you know, a chameleon, holding his finger up, testing the air, or seeing which way the wind's blowing, and then going that way. This causes all kinds of problems for the nice guy himself, but also for the people around him, including family, friends, loved ones, workplace. It just doesn't work real well when you spend your life trying to figure out what you think other people want you to be and trying to hide anything you think might get a negative reaction. And in his book, No More Mr. Nice Guy, A Proven Plan for Getting What You Want in Love, Sex, and Life, Dr. Glover talks about how nice guys operate by three covert contracts. They are all if-then propositions. And the first contract is, if I am a good guy, I'll be liked and loved, and especially women will want to sleep with me, aka nice guy seduction, or being different from the other quote-unquote bad men. And the covert contract number two is, if I meet everyone else's needs without them having to ask, then they will meet my needs without me having to ask. And the third covert contract is, if I do everything right, I'll have a smooth, problem-free life. Nothing will ever go wrong in my life. And none of these covert contracts work, but nice guys believe these three covert contracts. And I'll leave a link in the episode bio to a video called The Psychology Behind the Nice Guy Syndrome with Dr. Robert Glover. It's about 9 minutes long, and you can hear it straight from him, as well as other resources related to NGS. Okay, so there you have it. In this episode, I talked about nice guy syndrome. Recommended readings and references related to this episode include Nice Guy Syndrome, 8 Signs, and How to Stop by author Katie Gillis, LCSW, and No More Mr. Nice Guy, A Proven Plan for Getting What You Want in Love, Sex, and Life by Dr. Robert Glover, and The Psychology Behind the Nice Guy Syndrome by Dr. Robert Glover. Again, I'll leave a link in the episode bio. And other important resources include the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Dial or text 988 in the United States or 000, the National Emergency Telephone Number in Australia. And if you are interested and would like to receive daily inspiration via social media, you can join the Lemon Tree Coaching community on Instagram at The Lemon Tree Coaching. I post meaningful quotes from my weekly readings and recommend books from time to time. And the topics are a wide variety of different things that I've come across. But check it out and see if it's for you. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT store called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link on my website at thelemontreecoaching.com or Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. And thank you for listening and have a great week. This is Dr. Allison Succomelli saying it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. And until next time, have fun, be safe.